For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler. Happy to be joined today by wide receiver Jaquay Jackson from Rutgers. Jaquay, first things first, man, appreciate you hopping on, talking some ball today, man. How's everything been for you so far in this pre-draft process?
Man, it's been great, man. It's a blessing, you know, just being at Cal and, you know, transitioning to Rutgers, man. I couldn't be more thankful, and I owe everything to God, man. I'm just thankful to be in this position.
Here over these last few months, Jaquay, what are some things that you're looking to fine-tune in your game as you work into your first professional season this summer?
Just make sure I'm ready to go. Tune up my route running, catching the ball. You know, I just want to focus on every avenue, every aspect of my game, you know, because when you get to that next level, you know, you're going against some great guys, you know, Hall of Fame guys, you know, the best guys in the business. So you got to be prepared and got to be ready, in which I feel like I will be when the time comes.
Absolutely. Jaquay, when you look back as far as your career, going from California, PA, or a Division II level school, smaller level school, your transition to a Big Ten, Power 5 school like Rutgers, how was that transition for you, and how important was that transfer portal for you and that part of your process to where your game had to adjust, right? The level of competition, the speed of the game, the physicality. How did that help you in your process to evolve not only as a football player, Jaquay, but also as a young man as well?
Just first off, as a young man, you know, honestly, they just molded me into the player I am. You know, like I said, you coming from Cal, I didn't have as many resources, you know, as the Division I kids got. And when I got the Rutgers and, like, staying, like, the resources and, like, you know, the people you could talk to and just nutrition, you know, everything that you just have at Rutgers, man, it was just crazy to have. I wasn't used to that coming from Cal U. So you just being able to just use resources, I would say that would be the main thing. Like, you just not the resources, this is a whole different ball game. And, you know, just going up there to transition was just important. Like you say, you know, competition better, you know. And to me, honestly, I feel like the major difference was just, you know, the lineman and D lineman. I feel like the lineman and D lineman is just like the biggest part. You know, it get crazy in them trenches. But as far as, you know, I look at me, it's, you know, skill is skill. You know, who's better? Who's going to show up? So, you know, at the end of the day, man, it was a great transition. And not a lot of dudes can make that transition, especially coming from a D2, you know, maybe from an FCS to, you know, FBS. But, you know, I come from D2. So, you know, but it was great. You know, it made me into the player who I am. It got me a lot better, you know, going against guys like Max Melton, Robert Longer, being, you know, Flip Dixon, Eric Rogers. I practice every single day. So you got no choice but to get better, man. And I loved every second of it. And I can't, you know, wait to showcase it at the next level.
Absolutely. Jaquay, for those out there that weren't able to check you out of California, PA, or this past year in the Big Ten at Rutgers, what are teams getting in Jaquay Jackson, not only as a receiver, but also a leader in the locker room as well?
You're just going to get a guy that just leads by example, first of all. You know, I'm a guy that doesn't even have to say too much, but, you know, just through my play and, you know, just throughout how I carry myself and move, you know, I have guys follow me. You know, I'm just a guy that just, you know, comes in and just puts his head down to work every single day, no matter the situation, circumstances, anything. Like I say, I don't take no opportunity for granted because, you know, opportunities are very, very limited. And trust me, I know that because where I came from. So I know when I get the opportunity presented and, you know, when everything presents itself, I just take advantage of that. And I feel like, you know, people look up to that and people see that in me every single day, you know. So I feel like I'll be bringing that to the table every day.
Absolutely, man. I love to hear it. Jaquay, take me into the layers of your game a little bit as far as things that you look at on the outside, whether it's maybe you're facing a guy that's 6'2 with longer arms, or maybe you hop into the slot with some pre-snap motion, you're facing a guy that's maybe smaller with quicker feet that tries to reroute you at the line of scrimmage, man. What are some things that you look at pre-snap, tendencies, alignment, that really helps you win a rep before the ball is ever snapped?
First, you know, I like to watch film. You know, you watch film, you get to see how these guys move. Like, you know, with Max, you know, I would say with him, like, for example, you know, he would try to quick jump you sometimes, you know, or he'll, you know, try to fake quick jump you and then back off real quick, you know, because he got the speed. So, you know, you just got to study guys' tendencies, man. You just got to look how they're aligned in their stance. You know, I feel like, you know, their stance and, you know, the way how they lined up, you know, the way how their leverage is, that's going to give it all, you know. Like I said, going against guys like Max and Robert every day and E-Rogers every day, man. It helped me a lot to really, you know, study them and see what they're doing. You know, that's going to make me, you know, okay, so he's doing this. So, you know, I'm going to do that. So, you know, I just study a lot, man. I'm a real just focus in the game, man. And, you know, like I say, I look at, you know, pre-snap reads, you know, look at the full picture, look how they lined up, you know. You just see little tendencies, like how they move their arms, how they move their hands, just any little thing that's going to give you the edge, man, to win a rep, I'm a dude because I'm a winner and I want to win. I am going to win. So,
Dequay, talk about your explosiveness and your competitiveness on the outside. I know you primarily lived on the perimeter for Rutgers this year. Obviously, had a few snaps in the slot, but something that popped out on tape for me is your competitiveness. I mean, watching that game earlier in the year against Temple where you lit up the Owls for a ton of yards, big plays all over the field. Can you just talk about that, your competitiveness and your willingness to look, take every rep personal to where it doesn't matter if you're in the slot or on the outside, you're coming down with the football wherever that may be.
Hey, man, like I said before, man, I come from Cal U of PA, man, you know, just playing against the PSAC. You know, the PSAC a great league, but you know, you know how it is, you know, being at a smaller school, you don't get the recognition, you know, sometimes that you want or sometimes that you feel like you deserve. Hey, man, that's life at the end of the day. So, you know, just going up the Rutgers, man, or not even just going up the Rutgers. I'm a guy that got a chip on my shoulder every day. I wasn't giving nothing. Coming out of high school, I didn't have the major offers I had when I hit the portal. Like, it been a long process for me. So, you know, every snap, every play, I take it just very personal. And, you know, I'm just very well driven because just with that chip on my shoulder, man, it's just like I got to show these guys that I can compete with them. I can show these guys that I'm better than them. You know, I just got that edge every time that, you know, I just want to run. I just want to win a rep. And then with my explosives, man, that's something I've been doing. That's something I've been, you know, that's a big attribute of my game. That's, you know, one of my kryptonites in my game. You know, that really helps me set the edge. You know, just being explosive, being quick, great hands, being able to run great routes. So, you know, and I just got that edge and chip on my shoulder, man. And once I'm out on that field, I don't take it for granted because, you know, you never know when, you know, that play could be your last play. So, you know, you just got to go out there and ball out.
Absolutely. Jaquay, you mentioned the traits that you have in your game, things that you value in your game on the outside, as an alpha at the position. Are there guys that you've studied in the past or like to take things from the game? Maybe it's guys that are active nowadays or maybe in the past, like a Calvin Johnson or a Jerry Rice, some of the legends of the game that you take some things out of their game and add into your bag on the outside?
Man, you know, I would say this. When I was in high school at Sarah Catholic, man, they don't even know this, but I used to just be watching highlights every day in class, man, just watching YouTube highlights, man. I love guys like Calvin Ridley, you know, Jerry Judy. Who else? Who else is an Alabama receiver? Maury Cooper. You know, I love the Alabama wideouts. I love the Clemson wideouts. You know, of course, I'm from Pittsburgh, so I love AB, you know. I just love, you know, guys that, you know, got similar, you know, I know AB don't got the same body type as me or move like me, but like, I feel like guys like Calvin Ridley, Jerry Judy, them is guys that I really, you know, study. Okay. Like I see like similarities in our game as far as just how explosive, fast, good hands, getting out their breaks, how just smooth, don't even look like they running 100%.
Yeah.
You know, so I studied them guys like all the time, man, just growing up, man, like, hey, man, this is what he's doing. I'm going to do that too and try to perfect it and add my own little sauce to it, man. So, you know, I'm just a study of the game. Like I say, Calvin Ridley, Jerry Judy, Amari Cooper, all them guys, you know, I love the Justin Jefferson. You know, I feel like he's the best in the game right now. CeeDee Lamb, you know, all them type guys, you know, because obviously I want to get to where they're at.
100%. Jaquay, a couple more for you, man, before we get you out of here. We talked about your game on the field when you're all strapped up. What are some things that you like to do, man, off the field? Do you like to hunt? Do you like to cook? Are you a video game guy? Or you like to kind of chill and spend time with family, man? What do you like to do off the field?
Hey, man, you just hit it on the nose, man. I'm just a guy. I don't play no video games. Sadly, I stopped playing video games. What? Once I got to high school, you know, all my friends played a game. They're like, man, you got to get a PS5, man. I'm probably get it one of these days, you know, hop on the game. But, you know, honestly, man, I'm just a guy that just like to chill at home, you know, just be with his family and friends. You know, I really value, when, you know, when I'm around and I'm in Pittsburgh, just really just chill with the family and friends because, you know, time is something you can't never get back, you know, and I value that a lot, you know, just hanging with, get a chance to hang with them, you know, kick it with them. So that means a lot.
You have to, man. And the last one for you, Jaquay, when you look back on this whole process from the time you were a kid, first time you ever put on a helmet, first time you ever strapped up, first time you ever caught a ball, to high school, to your process, obviously going from Cal PA to then Rutgers, and then now this pre-draft process, man, just What is your why in this process? So every day you put your feet on the floor, that driving force to push you not only to be the best football player, best athlete you can be every day, but also the best young man as well.
First, you know, foremost, I would have to say my mom. Like, yeah. Not a lot of people don't know, like, all the sacrifices, that she did for me and everything that she been through to, you know, help me be in this position right now. If it wasn't for her endless sacrifices and her just being there, her being a great mom, I wouldn't be nowhere near in the position that I am today. You know, she's literally my rock in my heart, you know, helped me through everything, you know, just throughout this process, or even when I just first started, even just playing sports, it's just crazy just how much, you know, sacrifices that she made. And I just can't wait to, you know, repay her and owe all of her. And also, I have two godbrothers that had passed away due to gun violence. So, you know, that drives me a lot every single day. Yeah. You know, as far as with that, you know, they both, you know, left me with messages like, man, there's nothing out here, man. Just go chase your dreams, man, and chase your dreams every day. And, you know, that sticks with me a lot, you know, because, you know, I wish they was here to be able to see the things that I'm doing right now. But I know they're up there watching, though, every single day. But, you know, just stuff like that, man. My mom, my godbrothers, you know, obviously I lost a couple other friends, you know, a couple other family members that drives me every day, man. But, you know, first and foremost is my mom. You know, I just want to be able to help her, you know, and just be there for her and give it all back to her because she did so much for me.
All right, everyone, that's my conversation with Rutgers wide receiver Jaquay Jackson, the guy that the portal played a major part in his process from the Division II level at California PA, going to a Big Ten Power 5 program like Rutgers, where he was one of their main cogs on the perimeter and in the receivers room this year. Excited to see where Jaquay lands here this summer. So as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. My thanks, as always, to the athletes out there, given their time and their busy schedules here leading up to the 2024 NFL Draft. Always appreciate you guys. Again, more prospect interviews to come here as we work closer and closer to Detroit in these next few weeks. All of my podcasts, all these interviews can be found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us at Commanding the Huddle. My work is on Twitter, _RyanFowler, if you don't follow me there already. And then, of course, on Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. So appreciate you guys. As always, we'll talk to you soon. I am Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.